Zaire being present.
Why?
Zaire being present, that is all the time for the president. They keep, you know,
oh, yeah? Yeah, that's so certainly a burden. Okay. Okay, we were discussing the sugya in the beginning here of Bava Kamma, so let's move a little bit more on that. So far what we've done is we've discussed two and a half major points, or 2 points, and we began with a third. So far we discussed the question in the Mishnah about splitting the Dalad Behei, particularly in the case, in both cases, but particularly in the case where there's only Hazama for Tzvicha Umbechira, not for the Geneva, and Shitas HaRambam, and what that is all about, how that fits into the general view of Gimel Chatzai, you know, Dalad Behei below Gimel Vedalad, and Chatzai Bakar, and also how it fits into what Hazama is, in terms of, do we really look at the fellow as if the Nidon is really, as if he's really the Nidon, or not, and does that help or hurt? And we discussed Shitas HaRambam in particular, that's one issue. Then the next issue that we discussed was the problem that the Gemara discusses here, which is, how can you ever have the cases of the Mishnah? Why wouldn't, if you hold like Abaya, let Lamafreya, who nifsal, why don't you always say that Bishas, Hagadas, Eidos, Al Tvicha, Mechira, you already have somebody who's possible, in which case, there can be no Hazam. Okay, that's the Gemara's question, and the Gemara gave the answer that the Gemara originally thought that maybe the answer is it depends on the order of the Hazama, whether the Hazama and Geneva came before the Tvicha or the Tvicha before the Geneva. The Gemara rejects that. And then finally, the Gemara gives the answer of the Vasadas. That's the second point that we discussed. And what we noted was that the Rambam, again, doesn't seem to formulate the Vasachas. So either he meant it, and we could be Medayik, because he formulates the Halacha differently than the Mishnah, and he formulates it in a more bevatzachas kind of a way. So in terms of the language of the Rambam, maybe he really is incorporating mitchila, the Gemara's conclusion. However, since he doesn't accentuate it, and if you read the Mishnah and then you look at the Rambam and you're sensitive to the change, then fine. But if you're writing a Sefer Halacha and you mean to qualify a certain din only to bevatzachas, katachas bevatzachas, and you don't say it, and it's just, you know, you need to look at the Mishnah and the Rambam in order to figure out that that's what he has in mind, it's not a very efficient code. And the Rambam was, you know, nothing if not efficient. I mean, he was efficient, and he was conceptual at the same time. So it's hard to know whether or not that diuk is correct. And if it isn't correct, then we have a huge problem on our hands. How can the Rambam ignore the qualifications of the Gemara? So is it better to assume that the that he's assuming a lot of his readers and in the nuanced classification, but is consistent with the Gemara? Or is it better to say, no, he wouldn't, you know, leave that for people, you know, just to surmise, and really, he just doesn't hold this maskana of the Gemara? That's a hard judgment to make. So if indeed it's the second, so how does it work? I mean, just the logical question becomes, what happened to the problem of Psul Lamafrei? There are also possums like Abaya Psul Lamafrei. So what we tried to suggest last time was based on our understanding of the Havamina. What was that Havamina that the order of the Hazama impacts on this question? Gemara rejects it almost immediately, but what do they think before they reject it? So what we tried to explain was that even if you hold the Mafreya Nifsal, if you believe that to be a retrojection, but basically, the lumdus is that the Hazama is the posel and not the Eidos Sheker. So then perhaps one could say that this whole idea that that the Hazama has to take place at a time when you're still viewed as being involved with effective kosher Eidos, maybe we should qualify that halacha. And maybe we should say, listen, in the Haggadah Eidos itself, even in the Haggadah Eidos itself, there's a difference between a psul mikanu lahaba and a psul mikanu lahaba lamafreya. And essentially what we're saying is that this is a kind of mikanu lahaba lamafreya. And if it's a mikanu lahaba lamafreya, the Gemara thought, so then it depends when it gets discovered. So to say that we're not going to move forward with the Hazama now that we know that this is mikanu lahaba lamafreya is one thing. To say that we will undo a previously done Hazama because of a new Mikano La Bala Mafreya that goes back Right, the vivid picture on the board says it all the way back, you know, to the first moment, to T1. To say that far, we're not willing to go. That was the Hava Amina of the Gemara. And the Rambam took it a step further and said, you know what, I'm willing to be even more liberal than the Gemara, because I think it depends on how you understand Abaye. And what we suggested, Baruch Dov and I think, both suggested this, that maybe the point of transition in the Gemara, because there is a Gemara, so it's also the logical problem, is also what do you do with the Gemara. Maybe it has to do with the relationship to Hakasha Tchilas Hazam, which, as we noted, some Rishonim point out that it's Abaye and Rava, Mikara Labala Mafreya, Abaye and Rava, Hakasha Tchilas Hazam. Is there a connection or not? And these two Tosafot on Ayin Gimel Omer Aleph discuss that question. The Balamor is a shita that even Abaye believes, could believe in theory, that Hakasha is Tchilas Hazama, that ruins it in one direction. There are Rishonim who have the Girsa Rabba, not Rabba, that ruins it in the other direction. In any case, the Rambam Paskins like Abaye, the Rambam Paskins like Abaye Lamafreya and Rabba, Hakasha Tchilas Hazama, for him, obviously, you could say one without the other. And I was suggesting is that that is the transition in the Gemara itself. And it might help us for other things as we go forward. We'll see in a minute. And that is that the Rambam felt that Hakasha Tchilas Hazama is fundamental to how you understand the psul of Hazama. And even though we pass like Abaye, there are two ways to understand Abaye, as we discussed many times. Either it's based on Eidus Sheker, and in one extreme, like the Ramban, it's not even a Chiddush at all, but it's like Haragtem es HaNefesh, Chilaltem es HaShabbos. Or it's almost Lagamri, like Rava, with one exception, and that is that it's retrojected backwards to be consistent, so it's Lemafreya, but basically it's the Shame Eid Zomeh. And of all Rishonim, maybe the one who is most committed to that view is the Rambam. As we saw, various aspects, his Hasra, his Shogig, his Ein B'Maisa, his interspersing and everything back and forth with Hakasha and Hazama, and Baruch Tov made the very nice Ha'ara that his Psak of Hakasha Tchilas Hazama is actually in the same Halakha as Hasra, and I was saying it's right after this connection to Hakasha, and maybe he has an understanding of Hazama, Hakasha Tchilas Hazama, that is different than the original Gemara as well. And so I'll answer another question. I didn't mention this last time, but let me mention it right now. And that is, as we'll soon see in Tosis and in the Gemara associates Hakasha Tchilas Hazama not only with Hakasha, but with other cases as well. In particular, in Ein Gneva, Ein Tvicha Umechira. The Gemara uses that as the equivalent of the situation of Hakasha Tchilas Hazama. We pointed out that in the Rambam, Hakasha Tchilas Hazama seems to be limited to Hakasha, and Bisvara, it would make sense to say that as well, and in the Gemara in Ksuvah Snafid Tes, it would make sense to say that as well, and maybe because the idea is that if you view Hazama and Hakasha as being very, very similar, meaning Hazama is a form of Hakasha too, which goes in both directions for the Rambam, meaning we're still not sure that there's real Sheker, A. And B, if in Akhasha you could prove real Sheker, you would have a Sisam Akhasha Zamam too. You just never can, except with Bahar Garaglav, which isn't Ayyidei Eidos. But the point is, Akhasha, Hazama, they're really very, very close. If that's the case, and that's Shita Sarambam, so then it makes sense to say that the Bandamara holds Akhasha Tchilos Hazama, Shalonigma, Ela Shalonigmara, is limited to Akhasha. Why would you want to say such an idea about Imein Gneva? Ein Tvichel Mechira. And the Pnei Yoshua specifically does suggest this for different reasons, but an Ayin Beis on the Beis in the Mishnah. The Mukha Yosef is Medayik that Rashi must paskin that Hakhasha is Lav Tchilas Hazam. After all, if you look at Rashi carefully, you know, he's into this whole thing of Ein Gneva, Ein Tvichel Mechira. So, according to the Gemara, it seems that that depends on Hakasha Tchilas Hazama. So obviously Rashi paskins that Hakasha Tchilas Hazama. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no, not at all. Not at all. I'm saying that Hakasha ain't Tchilas Hazama, because he thinks this is Ma'akev if you have a main Gneva, ain't Tvicha Umechira. So the Pnei Yeshua says, no, not at all. That was only the original view of the Gemara. that the Gemara thought that Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama, Lav Tchilas Hazama, is not limited to Hakchasha, but it includes as well things like Imein Gneva, Ein Tzvicha Mechira, or maybe things like Eid Shabbat Mitzas Shabbat Kula, anything that torpedoes the effectiveness of the Eidos prior to the Hazama. That's a debate between Abaye and Rava, whether Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama or not. That's truly a machlokas. Do we only care whether the Eidos was effective b'shaito, as Haggadah Eidos, or do we care up until the moment of the Hazama that it remain an effective Eidos? That's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava, and therefore it doesn't really matter to us why it became ineffective after the Eidos before the Hazama. As long as it did become ineffective, that could be through Akhasha, it could be through Inein Gneva in Tvicha Mechira, or it could be through Eidu Shabbat L'Miktasa Bat L'Kula. It really doesn't matter. And that's what the Gemara had in mind. Indeed, that's how Tosas definitely learns. If you look at Tosas Dir Masl She'idu, we'll read it inside in a minute, Tosas attacks Rashi, and one of the reasons he attacks Rashi is based on the assumption that Akhasha, Tchilas Hazama, is not limited to Akhasha, and he's on very strong ground, because that seems to be the pshat in the Gemara as well. However, if you look at the Rambam does seem to limit this halacha to hakchasha and does not apply it to anything else. Moreover, he uses the language that the Gemara used, ela shelo nigmara. And as we said, logically, it's very easy to say that the Rambam here is l'shitaso. Rambam feels that since Hazama and Hakchasha, they're very, very close together, right? And it's only the Chiddush HaTorah of Parshas Hazama that really differentiates them in terms of Onesh and Psal. So that's what the Gemara means. Hakchasha, that's what Rambam meant. Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama. Ela Shol Nigmara. Namely, it's all the same process. But you wouldn't say that in the case of the Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula or Imein Gneva in Tzvicha Mechira. There, why not say that there's no order, the Eidos doesn't have to be effective b'zman Hazama, as long as it was effective b'shas, or I'm sorry, the Eidos has to be effective b'shas Hazama, even as it has to be effective b'shas Ha'Eidos. Oh, so, but what will the Rambam do with the fact that the Gemara seems to apply Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama to Imein Gneva in Tzvicha Mechira? So I'd like to suggest is that this is all part of the same puzzle, and it's all part of the same solution. Maybe the transition of the Rambam is Abaye and Rava don't have to be Hal B'Hataliya. I'm sorry, that Abaye and Rava, and that we could say that Akasha, Tchilas, Hazama, if we understand it in terms of the relationship between Akasha and Hazama, that applies to Abaye as well, because the Lamafreya of Abaye is not based on Eidos Sheker and Hazama being radically different from Hakchasha, but on the contrary, it's Hazama, Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama, Ela Shelo Nigmara. And if that's the case, then everything changes. I'm not sure at what point in the Gemara it changes. Maybe the Pnei Yeshua is right in that. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't say any of this part. Pnei Yeshua only says that, in his opinion, you could hold, according to Rashi, that Hakchasha, Tchilas Hazama, is limited to Hakchasha. And it will not apply to Imein Gneva and Tzvicha Mechira. Either Gemara, he says, yeah, that's what the Gemara thought until a certain point, when it was looking for a Hekatimtzi, but then the Gemara changed its mind. That's the Pnei Yeshua. And that's why you can't prove anything from Rashi in the Mishnah about his general view of Hakchasha, Tchilas Hazama. Whatever that point in the transition point in the Gemara is, maybe for the Rambam it's a radical transition. Maybe for the Rambam, that's where we have a different perspective of what Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama is. Therefore, we have a different perspective on what Abaye is really, really saying. And therefore, number one, we're able to drop in Hakchasha Tchilas Hazama the rule of Imein Gneva in Tzvicha Mechira, which the Rambam does. And number two, we are able to conclude, we are able to drop the Bevasachas of the Gemara on the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So if there indeed is a point of transition and a radical one, it would explain all these anomalies in the Rambam. Yeah.
Yeah. once you realize that, then you would have to plug that into higher learning.
I don't know if that's any better. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Okay. Again, I don't know whether that's any better than what I've said about the diyuk. In other words, that the Rambam really changes the language of the Mishnah, so he really is speaking about bevasachas, if you read very carefully, even in this particular halacha. In both cases, you're assuming quite a bit from your reader, right? You're assuming either that he has good, you know, really good literary skills and realizes that the case is a case of bevasachas, or you're assuming even more that he's a baki b'shas or b'logic, and he'll understand that once he paskin l'mafreyahu nifsal, that the only way to explain, you know, the case later on is to assume that it's talking about bevasachas, or maybe both together. Maybe you can combine the two.
I think
but
he's quoting someone who said that, and then he also has a question for Bartender, also leaves it out, and he said it's a crucial detail.
And the Bartender and the Mishnah leaves it out too. I mean, it sounds like Rabbi Kvager is bothered by this question, which the other Mepharshim don't even raise.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, good. So for that alone, it's worthwhile. The Hara is worthwhile. Very good. Okay. So anyways, I stick by what I said. I don't know whether that's the point of transition or some other point of transition, but again, it would work very nicely with the Rambam's Shita Barabaya in general, and with the Psak of Hakasha Tkila Sazama, and with the fact that Hakasha Tkila Sazama does seem to be limited only to Hakasha, and not to the other cases, which is another problem which Mepharshim have to deal with for the Rambam. So I think putting it all together, it's an appealing perspective. Again, one which I haven't seen, but which I believe in. Okay, that's point number two. Then we get to point number three, which is what we began with, and that is the implications of bevasachas. So that's what we were doing a little on the board at the end, and that is that the chiddush of bevasachas, according to Rashi's understanding, most Rishonim's understanding, is that if you have a psul mafreya, but it's all in a circle of bevasachas, the psul begins at the end of the circle and not at the beginning. Objectively, that's not obvious. I don't think it's problematic, but it's not obvious. Number one, it's possible that there could be some chronology even within the circle of bevasachas. I'll discuss that if we don't get to it today, which we may not. So then we'll, hopefully Thursday, when we move on to Tochidei Dibor, we'll discuss that, whether there is any time that we have chronology within Bevasachas. Maybe the exceptions to Bevasachas prove that that's possible. The question is, in the non-exceptions, is there still a chronology but? That's point number one. But even if there's no chronology within the Tochidei Dibor, it's not obvious that Tochidei Dibor pushes everything off till the end. It's possible that it brings everything to the beginning. Indeed, as we'll see in a minute, the next line of the Gemara, where the Gemara has Rav Yosei, Am Rav Yosei, v'med marmun b'shtei eduyos, and so on, avo be'edus achas, edus shabatla mitzasa batla kula. So that line, it seems to be understood by some Rishonim at least, to still be talking about the idea of psul edus. Among them, let's say Rashi. Right? Rashi on the bottom of the page, Itzumuluhu Nami Agneva, says, Hi, Itzumulu, La Bazama Dafka, Lashali Mamon, Ella Ifsuluhu Agneva, Mishum Psul Edus. Rashi is talking about this idea, what the Gemara calls Edishabat Matasa Batla Kula. And Rashi says that the problem is the Psul Edus. So the Marsha Alatar asks against Rashi, says, what's Rashi talking about psul edus? That's what we were talking about in the previous section of the Gemara, the one that we're doing now still. And basically, what the Gemara there said was that if you draw a big circle, and Marsha doesn't speak this exact language, but basically what he's saying, if you have Tochidei Dibor, if you draw the circle, what you're doing is you are holding everything back until the end of the circle. So the psul, Mishaz Gneba, doesn't affect the subsequent Eidus al Tvicha, because it only kicks in at the end of the Eidus on the Tvicha. That's what the Gemara had said. But according to Rashi, it sounds like we're saying exactly the opposite. We're saying, because remember, the case here is you had the Hazama on the Tvicha, and we want to say that once there's Hazama on the Tvicha, when there was an Eidus Bevasachas of Gnevo Tvicha, Igloi Milsal Mafreya, that the Eidus on the Gneva is no good either. So instead of delaying the Psul, a psul which took place before is delayed till after. Instead, it seems the way Rashi is reading the Gemara, it sounds like a psul that took place after is being retrojected to before, which is exactly the opposite. Indeed, that's the question of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in the Shita Mekubetzes as well. Right, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, when you read the next line of the Gemara, says, what's going on here? Isn't this against what we just did? And not only is it against it, but it's Kol Shekein against it. Because previously we were delaying till the end of the Toka de Dibur, the earlier psul, and now it seems like we are applying retroactively the later psul to an earlier time. And how could that be? Kol Shekein, you can't do that. That's Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz's question. The Marsha's question against Rashi is the same as Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz's question against his, as to the initial reading of the Gemara. But what I find to be interesting about all that is, it certainly raises the question from a pure Toche de Dibur Psul Eidos issue, you know, which is more compelling? It's hard to say, right? If you have the Bevasakas and you treat it as really a single moment in time, so, you know, in which direction, if there's a kashrus and a psul aspect of it, so in which direction is it going to go? Are we going to be machshir, you know, everything until later, or are we going to be posel everything from earlier? Even if there is no chronology in Bevas Achatz, it's an open and interesting question. And according to Rashi, maybe that really is gufa the Tudeas. Maybe that's what Riosi and the Chachamim are arguing about if the Marsha's reading of Rashi is correct. Again, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz ends up saying, no, that's not what the Gemara means. Riosi has a different idea, which we'll get to in just a second. But it's an interesting question. And that question may also have something to do with two different issues. Number one, not dafka, but maybe, how we understand psulim. When we talk about psul edus and psul aid as a result, what do we focus on the most? The gavra or the chepta shel edus? Here we might say that as chepta shel edus, we can't deny the actual chronology. As once he gave the Eidos Sheker of the Geneva, what are you going to say? There's no Eidos Sheker? Because it's not, you know, it's not Toche de Dibur yet. Not the end of the Toche de Dibur. The Chepta Shel Eidos, it's hard to deny the chronology of the Chepta Shel Eidos. As for the Shem Gabra, whether he's a Rasha or not, here, what Tosus adds may be relevant. Tosus says, Efshar Lachserbo. What I'm really asking is, Efshar Lachserbo is, yeah, you could say that in the Chepta Shel Eidos too. He can retract it, so it is the Chepta Shel Eidos. My point is, as a Gavra, you know, he still has a few moments to reclaim himself. As Eidos, he could undo it, make it Kilo Lohaya, but until he does, and considering that he never did, would we say that the Eduses, the Sheker is in abeyance? Or the Shem Rasha is in abeyance?
But even so, the Edus is gone, right?
What do you mean it's gone?
Even if he's Choser, right? So then the Edus is also gone. So, I mean, either way.
Well, I mean, what do you mean? Why? I mean,
because if he's Choser,
I mean, either he's Puzzle or he never said it. Okay, but I mean, that is true. That's cute and interesting. But does that really change the impact of what's going on as factors? In other words, what I'm saying is, if Eidos Sheker is a Davar HaPosel, is there Eidos Sheker at this moment or not? Or does Efshar B'Chazara say that there's no Eidos Sheker? Or does it just say there's Eidos Sheker but Efshar B'Chazara? As a Gavra Rasha, I might say he's not a Rasha until he can't retract. By the way, what I'm saying is not mukhrach at all. I mean, you could argue on both sides. I'm just saying it seems intuitively obvious to me to make this distinction. That doesn't mean that it's correct. I can't really prove it to you at all. I'm admitting that in this case. In other words,
actually, the strength of this meaning, you know, we know that we can say that the Eidos is held in advance, whereas the Psul Eidos is held in advance. Whereas we know for sure, one way or the other, that the Chepta Shel Eidos is gone.
Is done. Could be. So basically what I'm saying is, I think this is an interesting question in Psule Eidos in general, and it's not, for now, that's, you know, it's a Zemorer topic, and that is, you know, what is the relationship between the Maisa Hagadas Eidus, which generates the psul, and the psul gavra itself? What I'm suggesting is the more you focus, the intuitive comment I'm making is, the more you focus on the Maisa Hagadas Eidus, the more difficult it is to say that there's no Hagadas Eidus because it's after Lachserbo. Until he's Chozer, or unless he's Chozer, there's Eidus. But as far as the Eidus impacting on Gavra Russia, one could have said, well, that's also true until you're going to pull back. Maybe. But there I would consider the possibility of retracting, so we hold off on giving you the Shem Russia. That's my instinct. So I think that this is an interesting and an important issue for that. At the same time, it's an interesting and important issue for Tochid Edibor. Again, anything in that little circle, you know, is defined more by the beginning or the end. Right. And that's not an easy question to answer. But here again, I would say that maybe the perspective is important. Tosus here, Lishitasam, say and emphasize, that's what I was mentioning before, that Kivin Sheyucholim, this is Tosin Basel Sheidu, Kivin Sheyucholim Lachser Bahen Al Eidu Shogneva, the Tokle Dibur Hava. Tosus, you can always retract. This is Lishitasam that we haven't discussed yet, which is that the Bali Tosus general view about Tokle Dibur is very, very heavily influenced by the concept of Chazara. So if Tochle Dibur is based on Chazara, then you might say that, you know, Efshar Lachzor always pushes everything, you know, till the end of the circle. But if you take the other perspective on Tochle Dibur, and we'll examine whether they're mutually exclusive or not, which is the idea of, you know, a time frame, simultaneity. Tochle Dibur is a circle of time. Right? And in that circle of time, bivasachas, you know, we look at everything as happening together. And basically, if that is the case, then it's at least an open question whether everything in that circle happens at the beginning of the circle or the end of the circle. Certainly it's not obvious that it's all at the end of the circle. Okay. So I think there are two issues here. One about psul edus, and the other about psul edim, because of Maisa Eidus, that's a tricky part, and secondly about Tochid Edibur. Having said that, this, at least at minimum, the first day in the Gemara, the first part of the Gemara, does seem to say that the psul, of which is brought about by Hazama, at least, is one which is delayed. Now again, just adding to our analysis of a second ago, I raised the questions in terms of psul edus and sheker. If a person is a mishaker and therefore becomes a rasha, the chamas, who is psul edus, so do we look at it more in terms of the maisa goda sheker or the gavra avaryan, shakran, whatever the case may be? One could say that maybe this isn't a universal question about psule Eidus, etc., but it's something very specific about Hazama. And again, in light of what we've been discussing, Abaya paskins that it's Lamafreya who nifsa. But if even Abaya, so if Abaya holds that it's Lamafreya who nifsa, like the Ramban, because it's a Nidon, so then what I just said is the whole topic an issue. Namely, it's Sheker, basically. The reason that you are Apostle, no special din of Hazama being possible. Hazama is possible because Igloim Il Salam Afreya, that you are a Shakran. You said Eidus Sheker in court, and therefore you're your Apostle Eidus. But if you hold that Abaya's view is that we apply the Shemeid Zomeim, the Gavra, but we apply it Lamafreya, but there is no Maisa Sheker, then to say in this particular case that we're dealing with a Psul of Hazama, and that is something that is, you know, connected to the Shem Gavra. So to say that is delayed, b'yachol achzer bo, may be true, even if sheker, real sheker, or some other maisa deira, would not be. I think that's an important chiluk as well. Having said that, Is this the only way to read the Gemara, so that we, even at this point of the Gemara, have to come to the conclusion that whenever you have the circle of a Tokenei Dibor, that we always go by the later moment? Or are there other ways to read the Maskanas HaGemara that we're talking about the Vasachas, which free us from this conclusion? So what's the situation? Any other ways to read the Gemara? Yosef, did you get a chance to look? For the Rishonim? Eliyahu? Anybody see it? There are two, at least two others that I'm aware of, way to read the Maskanas HaGemara. What? The Rabbeinu Peretz on the next point in the Gemara, as far as I know, unless you have a Rabbeinu Peretz that I'm not aware of. But one is the Rashbam, and the other one is the Ravid. The Ravid quoted by the Baal Amar. But each presents a challenge. It's either... Get a chance to look at it? Anybody? Yosef? Yeah. So they basically, what happens is, the first statement is on the Shechita. You don't even open up a file in Bezin for that. You know, they yawn. Bezin, the Dayanim sit there and they yawn at you. Right? Because, you know, very nice. And Farmer Jones, you know, also harvested his crop yesterday. That's, you know, it's not big news. It's only once we know that the Shechita took place in the context of Gneva that it becomes a criminal case. Otherwise, it's just gossip. So they came and they first said Tvika. And then they came and they said, by the way, right, Gneva. So how does Rashbam explain? So that what happens then? So the Gnevas is the Eidus on Gnevas Mechayiv Dalad Vehei. And since the Eidus of Gnevas is Mechayiv Dalad Vehei, then when you have a Hazama of that Eidus, right, then you have a Hazama of Dalad Vehei. That's Rashbam. Is that so obvious though? You could what? Yeah, conceptually, I mean, I think there's a huge chiddush in the Rashbam. That's practically what the Rashbam says is very meaningful. The Rashbam is trying to find a hechatimtzi where we don't have to have two eduyos, because every time you have two eduyos, you're going to have this problem, namely, how can you ever get hazama on both of them? There's always one before the other. And if it's one before the other, right, then, and even if it's Vasachas, it's still, because presumably what the Rashbam wanted to avoid, let me say that first, is Rashi and 90% of the Rishonim's conclusion. Namely, it seemed to me, he doesn't say this, but it seems like it wasn't so obvious to the Rashbam that just because you draw a circle around Tochidei Dibor, that means that everything takes place at the later moment. Maybe it depends what kind of thing we're talking about, a Gavra thing, a Maisa thing. Maybe there is chronology within Tochidei Dibor too. Meaning, I think the Rashbam was dafka avoiding the simple reading of the Gemara, Rashi's and the Ravid's, I mean the Ravid on Shin Kometzes, the 90% view of the Rishonim's explanation of the Gemara. So he came up with a very creative thought, namely, how are we going to have Hazama for Kefal Dalad Vehei altogether? The answer is it's got to all be one Haggadah. Now, how is it ever one Haggadah? Even if it's Bevasachas, you know, there's still a first part and a second part, you know. So that's the Rashbam's answer. First, he was talking about, you know, the yawning news. Oh, there was a tvicha on Bill's farm yesterday. And then, oh, I forgot to mention, you know, that Bill, you know, took Joe's livestock, you know, by the way. Oh, so then the Eidus on Bill taking Joe's livestock becomes an Eidus on Gnevo Tvicho Mechira, and it's all Bvatzach. But as Yosef says correctly, that would explain it is all in one. That's when the tick gets opened up. But what happens when they open up the tick? To use my you know, favorite Kabbalah Eidus mashal, what happens at this point? There's only one file, and the file is all under, it's one Haggadah Eidus? Or do they now say, ah, in light of what we now know, there is a charge of Gneva, and the Gloy Milsa L'Mafreya, that there is also a charge of Tvicha. The Eidus that was given to us this morning or yesterday now becomes meaningful, in which case there's still a beginning and there's an end. There are still two shows, Chiyuv. in which case you still have the problem of the mafreya. So the Rashbam has to assume that al pidin, right, this way of presenting the edus really makes the edus al agneva one integrated chalos edus. And you know, again, if you're playing halachic trivial pursuit, and they say, how can it ever be that an edus on gneva is mechayev yudalad behei? You know, the answer would be according to the Rashbam. Okay. But one could have said it's not really true. That's not really what happens. Factually, it's true that we originally yawned, but we no longer yawn l'mafreya, and that, you know, in that case it's l'mafreya that we don't yawn, and really there are two edayos here, and it's not a good answer to the question. So this is an important issue. Yeah. I think maybe. I mean, to what extent is Tvicha an independent Mechayiv anyway? And the more it is an independent Mechayiv as opposed to, like, Alichai is suggesting the following point, which I agree with. And that is that if we say that Tvicha and Mechira are totally different Mechayivim, right, then the Rashbam becomes even more difficult. Right? Not impossible still, because practically it still works. But at least conceptually it becomes more difficult because it's not the Eidus HaGneva which is Mechayiv Yidal of the Hay. It's the, you know, once you know that there's a Gneva, the Eidus Tzvicha is Mechayiv. However, if we take the view that Tzvicha Mechira is never Mechayiv in its own right, it's a Tznai in the original Gneva, and that's why we have many Rayas for both of these Shitas, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you can even have the Tzvicha Mechira after it's Shalo, and so on, Yush Kedikani, at least according to Ulo and Rabbi Yochanan, and so on, many of the other Rayas that we had as well. We'll get back to this in just a minute in our next Sugei Shabbat as well. So if you say that, so then maybe the Rashbam is more palatable, because the in this case, since the order is backwards, so it's a din of the Gneva anyway. So let's just say the Gneva, this Gneva, this Eidus Ala Gneva is Mechayiv. Anyways, Gneva is Mechayiv Dalad Dehei. We just don't know it then yet. Now we know that Tznai is there. The full Gneva is Mechayiv Dalad Dehei. So I totally agree with you that according to the Rashbam, it works much better if you have that perspective on the relationship of Gneva to Tznai. Right. They're holding it in abeyance. They're not filing it yet, but they're not throwing it out as idle gossip either. And it's not like Chatzi Davar either.
Right.
You won't Rabbi Kiva say about that order. That would be an interesting question. Okay, so that's Rashbam. The second Shita is that of the Ravid. Anybody see the Ravid? Yeah.
The Ravid says that...
A radical Ravid.
Everything is the Achas, that it's Huzun Bas Achas, that it's Yidu Bas Achas, and even the token of the testimony is a Bas Achas.
It's not so clear whether the token of the test, it sounds like the token of, like the actual Eidus was Bas Achas, but I'm not so sure if that's true in the Ravid, because if it is, it's a little strange. But maybe, it sounds a little bit that way. What's clear in the Ravid is, and this is the Kiddush, that the words Bas Achas relate to what? At least relate to
the
Hazamas Bevas Achas. But what do you mean the Hazamas? That's in Rashi, and 90% of the Rishonim, the Haggadas Eidus, the initial Haggadas Eidus about the Gneva and the Tzvicha is Bevas Achas. According to the Ravid quoted in the Balamar, the Hazama is Bevas Achas. The reason the Hazama is Bevas Achas is because the Eidus is Kiachas. The Sipur of the Eidus is Kiachas. I'm not sure whether the Maisa Haggadas Eidus al Yidei Eidim has to be Bevas Achas. In fact, if it is, it's hard for me to understand exactly what the Ravid is saying. Although it sounds a little that way, I agree with you in the language. You have the language in front of you? It does sound that way. But basically, the Kiddush of the Ravid is the Hazama is Bevas Achas because the Sipur is Bevas Achas. Meaning, when the Eidim come along and they say, Imanu Ayisem, and therefore the Geneva could not have happened, according to the Ravid, they're also saying the Tzvicha couldn't happen because you also spoke about the Tzvicha as taking place the same time as the Geneva. You said Monday morning at 10:30, between 10:30 and 12, Reuven stole a shor, and between 10:30 and 12, he stole it at 10:30, he brought it to somewhere else to 11, and at 11:30 he shacked it. And then the Edom come along and they say, what are you talking about? Imanu Ayisem, we were with you from 10 o'clock, to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. In other words, the story spans, the entire story spans the same period of Yimanu Ayisa. So it's a single Azama. You have the language? Go ahead. Yeah, so the Balabar doesn't like this pshat. So it sounds like also the Haggadah is Bazachas. It sounds a little like that, right? In the first, where it says. Yeah. But we're not sure if that's what he really means, or is that saying that when the Gemara says Eidu Bazachas, they don't mean Eidu, they mean Hezimu, implicitly. Now, the Balamor says about the Ravid, I don't understand what he's... Number one, it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara has cases... The Gemara itself is talking about cases where there's a hazam of one. The Gemara says the itzam with this and not with the other, right? It's not such a terrible question. It could be that's in the continuation of the Gemara, where the Gemara is no longer operating with this answer. But he has... His more basic question is, I don't understand why this should matter. Why do we care? Remember what the question was. The question was... The Eidus is not viable, and therefore there can be no Hazama, because at this moment of the Eidus, it was already Psul. That's the question. So what's the answer? If the answer is like Rashi or like the Rajbam's answer is no. It's all one Eidus. It's all one Eidus, because the Eidus Gneva includes the Tzvichum, is Mechayiv in the Dawud Behei. That's what we just explained in Rajbam. According to Rashi, it's all one Eidus, because it was Heidu, Kulam Bevasachas, and you draw the circle, and it's at the end of the circle. According to the Ravid, what is it? So I'm not sure if the Ravid is saying, in addition to Heidu Bevasachas, we also need Huzmu Bevasachas, maybe because he doesn't like that we delay the Psul till the end. Or maybe the Ravid would say, I don't really care even if it's Heidu Bevasachas. What's important is that the Hazama was Bevasachas implicitly, which would mean the following. There's Eidus at T1, this is Eidus at T2. But the Hazama on both of them is one Hazama. So what? If you hold the Mafreya Hu Nifsal, which is the Gemara's question, right, it's not the Hazama which is Posel. The Hazama triggers a Psul in the Eidus. So either way, what does the Zman Hazama, the fact that the Hazama is Bevasachas, what does it have to do with anything? If we're talking about what Michael's, I think, correctly reading is a simple reading of the Ravid, that we have both, why do we care about this Zman Hazama? And if it would apply, even if it was Eidios B'Shnei Zmanim, which I think may be true even as well, and it's even a bigger Chiddush, how do you solve the problem of him being Pasul already, L'mafreya, at the time of the Haggadah? How is that problem solved by the timing of the Hazama? What's the answer? I mean, it's a difficult shita. It remains a difficult shita. But what's the answer? I think the answer is what we said about the Rambam and what we said about the Havamin of the Gemara, just that we now have a new permutation of it. Namely, the issue is, if you hold like a baya that l'mafreya hu nifsal, so do we really only care about the l'mafreya, about the Haggadah Eidus? Or is still the Zman and the impact of the Hazama itself important? So maybe what the Ravid is saying is, listen, it's not, the Gemara had a Havamina, Tvicha, Hazama's Tvicha, Lefnei Hazama's Gneva will do the trick. And then the Gemara immediately rejects it. Right? And the Rambam, if I'm right, Lahalacha, is saying, well, if it's really Mikanu Labala Mafreya according to Abaya, we'll go even further than the Gemara. And we will say, even if the Hazama of Gneba is before Tevicha, it also doesn't matter. But another place to draw the line would be to say the following. If the Hazama, if Abaya's din is Lamafreya, right? But basically it's the Shei Meid Zomeim, and it's the act of Hazama, which is Posel. So then you might say as follows. As long as the Hazamos are two different times, even if the Tvicha comes before the Gedeva, it doesn't matter. Because in both cases, we just look at the impact of the Hazama on the two different Edios. We look at them as separate. If it happened that the Tvicha, the act of Hazama and Bezdin took place prior to Tvicha more than to Gneva, so that's an interesting coincidence, but it's nothing more than that. The point is that in each case, we're looking at the impact of a Hazama on an Edus. But if the Hazama is Bevasachas, then, since we think Abai is Din L'mafreya anyway, we say, you know what, maybe only, like Michael said, if the Edus is Bevasachas, but it's to avoid the problem of the beginning and the end of the circle. Or maybe even according to what I'm suggesting, which is, if it's Hazama Bevasachas, so since it's Mikano Lahabal Mafreya, then we say it's not just a coincidence. And we say, you know what, the psul is one psul. The Balamor rejects it completely. We don't need a great explanation as to why this should not be so. It's just a radical example of how Hazama continues to define the Eidos in a Mikano Lahabal Mafreya rather than Lahabal Mafreya way. We don't need to explain the Balamor, but it is interesting to note the following. And that is that the Balamor himself makes a similar but opposite suggestion in another context. Namely, Balamor is trying to contend with Tosis's question about consistency in Abaya. Abaya holds Mafreya Nifsal, and Abaya also holds that what? Akasha Lav Tchilos Hazama. Right, so that's the problem that Tosas deals with in the bottom of Sheidu. Tosas says, two different shitos, this sugi we focus on this, that sugi we focus on that. In Okanami, if you put it together, it would be a disaster, it wouldn't work. Balamor has a suggestion, two suggestions. One suggestion, the one we mentioned before, that is, who says Abaya holds Akasha Lav Tchilos Hazama? All Abaya was trying to do was make trouble for Rava. You, Rava, don't have a raya that Akasha Tchilas Hazama, although I happen to think that you're right about it. Okay, that's answer number one. Even though it's the Mafreya, you could still say Akasha Tchilas Hazama, not the end of the world. Fine. The second answer of the Balamor is far more intriguing. And that is, what's the second answer of the Balamor? In Achanami, Abaya holds Hakasha Lav Tchilas Hazama, all things being equal. However, there's an exception, and that is if the Haggadah is Bevasachas, even though the Hazama was Beseirugin, it was in different times, and by the time you reach the Hazama of the second, the Eidus is already Pasul, and therefore it should be a problem of Hakasha Lav Tchilas Hazama, there should be no Hazama. Since the Haggadah's Eidus is Bevasachas, says the Balamor, the Hazama is considered Bevasachas as well. You have a line? Or anybody else who has it quicker? Since it's one Eidus, even though it's not chronologically one Hazama, Al Pidin, it'll be considered one Hazama because of the Bevasachas of the Eidus. You have it? Who has it? Yosef, go ahead. Oh, and the Ramban doesn't like it at all. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? It should be the opposite. The more you have one Eidus, the more you should say things like, Eidus Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula, which we'll get to in just a minute. And if you say things like Eidus Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula, then you're certainly going to say Hakchasha Lav Tchilas Hazama. Ramban says the more you make this into one Chefta Shal Eidus, the bigger a problem you're going to have in applying Hazama. That is the Ramban. But if you look carefully at the Balamor, what the Balamor is not saying, Balamor is not saying Hakasha Tchilas Hazama doesn't apply with Eidus Bevasachas. What he's really saying is, When it is edus bevas achas, we don't view this as akhasha tchila, we view it as hazama achas. Al pidin, it's considered hazama achas because it's edus achas. So in a way, the Ravid and the Balamor are saying two opposite but parallel things. The Ravid is saying, when you have a single hazama, even though you have two eduyos, right? The hazama is mitzaref, the edus keachas le'inyan, avoiding the psul Haggadah, the psul edus. There would have been a psul edus here, l'mafreya, but because it is a single maisa hazama, the maisa hazama redefines the relationship between the eduyos. In other words, hazama isn't just a hechetimtzi, that when you look backwards, right, you now understand, this edus was under these conditions, that edus was under those conditions. If that's the case, there's no such thing as a chalos hazama achas. Hazama is just a practical indication or a reflection of what took place in the past. We reconstruct the past based on the hazama, but hazama achas, is there's no such chalos. So according to the Ravid, it's pretty clear that hazama is a chalos. It's a chalos in the psul. That's why I connected it to the Rambam and to the Havamina of the Gemara, in each according to its own way. Only if it's hazama ki achas, according to the Ravid. But it's the mikano l'mafreya impact of the hazama on the edios, and therefore it can pull together two edios with one hazama. The Baal HaMor says something opposite but quite parallel. He's saying, you have what looks like two different hazamos, and according to the rules of two different hazamos, the second hazama should not be effective because the edus is already bipsul. Namely, the halach of hakasha lav tchilas hazama, but if it's one hagadas edus, so then it'll work. But the Ramban's point is correct. If it's one hagadas edus, it should even be worse. The disqualifications should set in even more acutely. The answer is that the Baal HaMor isn't working that way. And here I would say, on the contrary, the Ramban and the Baal HaMor are l'shitasam. The Ramban is the Rishon of Rishonim who holds Hazama is about Sheker. It's about a Nidon. What's it about? Chilaltam es HaShabbos, Haragtam es HaNefesh. There's no chalos hazama kiachas. And on the contrary, if you want to say hazama kiachas somehow creates edus kiachas, right? So then the more edus kiachas it is, the more batla miktos and batla kula it is. The Ramban just can't even understand the Baal HaMor. But the Baal HaMor, like the Ravid, like the Rambam, probably holds that even according to Abaya, eid zomeim chidishu. That's the Baal HaMor by Shtar. The Ran's explanation within the Baal HaMor by Shtar, exactly. Baal HaMor says in Ksuvas, that's exactly what I'm referring to, that the din of Psul Hazama, and maybe even more, maybe even the Dine Hazama, right, do not, both of them do not apply to Shtaros, because Ein Chavola Chidusha, as the Ran reads it. And we try to explain because, well, again, there could be other explanations of the Baal HaMor too. But certainly if you say Chiddushu, so what the Baal HaMor is saying here is, basically, the role of Hazama is important, except unlike the Ravid, it's not everything. Here, it's an interplay, it's a dynamic between the Hazama and the Edus. So even if you have two Hazamos, the one Edus makes it one Hazama. And therefore, even though normally hakhasha lav tchilas hazama, bekat achas, bevas achas, the edus is mitzaref lahazama achas. But not the other way. Not the way, not in the direction of the Ravid. Only in this particular direction. Okay. In any case, what you accomplish with both the Ravid and the Rajbam, each one is a separate chiddush, very important chiddush, the Rajbam's chiddush that you can, that this one chalos, edus, gneva, which is Mechayev Yudalid Behei, namely if you did the Edus on the Tvicha first, That's the Chiddush of the Rashbam. The Chiddush of the Ravid is that the timing of the Hazama affects the Psulim on the Eidos. But both are able to say, both are able certainly to reject Rashi in the most Rishonim's conclusion, which is that when you draw a circle around the Vasachas, the Psul depends on the end of the process and doesn't apply to the beginning. Both Rashbam, I don't know if they were motivated to avoid that, but both Rashbam and Ravid certainly do not have a Gemara that says that. Okay. Yeah.
We said that Ravid's dealing with the same issue as Gemara, maybe, and then what he's doing is that if it really is that it gets Yidu Basachas, Yidu Basachas does take care of the Psul issue on its own. And then for the Chashim...
The Basachas of... Hazama or the Eidos?
Basachas, the Eidos takes care of...
I mean, like you were reading that. We are also talking about Basachas of Eidos.
Right.
Yeah.
That takes care of the Psul Eidos. And then we still have a problem, like the Mor does, about the Gneva, that the Hazama's Gneva acting as a Machish to the Hazama's Tvicha, and so having them in Basachas is...
Just to solve the problem of the main Gneva and Tvicha Mechira?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound that way in the Raibin. It goes on a different question. But I hear you. Maybe logically you could say it. Maybe. Okay, let's go to the next point in the Gemara. So let's have somebody read on. Yosef, you want to read? Just so then we'll move on to the next. Yeah. One second. Yeah. So what is this case? Again, Shnayim Midim Moshe Shaganav.
Right, so if they, so the same thing, testifying that he stole it also in the Tava, and if
there's
Zaman Gneva, then they say that
that
the whole thing is
Zaman. Yeah. Now this case of Eidos Shabbat Lamatasa Batla Kula is really Eidos Shabbat Lamatasa Batla Kula, or it's the equivalent of a main Gneva in Tvicha Mechira? Yeah, I mean the Gemara calls it Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula, but is it really? Doesn't really seem that that's what it is at all. In fact, this is one of an example of other Gemaras as well, including maybe the coming lines, which we'll get to in a second, where the term Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula is used in different ways. Now, as we associate Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula with, I think most of us do anyway, with the Mishnah and Makos, right? Echad mem tzkar of apostle, right? Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. Now, so you have the requisite amount of Eidim, but having one that is a apostle or a karov is going to be kolamosiv goreya in this case. The problem isn't that you don't have enough. The problem is that there's a davar posel here. Here and there, we find Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula when the bottom falls out, or when you're just simply lacking the minimum requirements, and that too is called Eidos Shabbat L'Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. And it's striking because that's not the simple shot of Hoya Echad Mehem Karov Apostle. For example, the whole discussion in the Gemara Gittin Daf Yud Ches about if a person says Kulchem, and you have to, he insists that the whole group sign his get. So let's say one of them is a Karov or Apostle. Right? So what will happen then? So there are different views in the Rishonim, how to read the Gemara, but some Rishonim understand that that it won't work. So some Rishonim say it won't work because he said he needed 10 kosher Eidim, and he only has 9. It's like Midin Torah, you need 2 and you only have 1. Here he stipulated that he wanted 10, and he only brought 9. And others use the phrase Nimsech Mekarv Apostle, which is what the Gemara says there, and they continue Eidos Shabbat Mitzasa Bat L'Kula. That's not Eidos Shabbat Mitzasa Bat L'Kula, is it? It just means that you're lacking the minimum. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Gimel uses it in a slightly different context, which maybe we'll get back to. Is there any justification for using Eidos Shabbat Mitzasa Bat L'Kula not as a posel, as a chiddush of one thing contaminating or destroying something else, but simply to signify that you're lacking the minimum requirements. I mean, these Lashonos of the Gemara seem to be doing that. So I think it depends on how you understand the general idea of Nimsech HaMem Karv Apostol et Shavatim Tassabat Lakula, which is a massive topic which you're not going to get into now, but just to say very, very quickly. And that is the idea that indeed we're dealing with a Davar HaPosel, contamination. Contamination is always worse than you know, missing components. Right? You miss the components, if you have enough without it, then it's fine. But a contamination is destructive. Right? You only need two Edim, but if you have three and one is a Karov, it's Mevatel the Edus. That's one way to look at it. Or maybe we're looking at it wrong. Maybe the real idea is that there's a minimum in Edus of two Edim. That's a Kat. But the real category isn't two or two plus, it's a Kat. The kat is defined in different ways. It has to have a minimum of two, but it can be defined in other ways, whether it's by ri'ah or agada, whether it's the baldavar or the edim themselves that align in order. Those are all the different shitas. But when we do, don't say et shavatim tassa bat lakula or other such dinim, the first parakah of Makos and other places. But however you define a kat, the point is you have a kat. So then the kat falls and stands as an integrated unit. So if you have a kat of three, and one of them turns out to be karov or apostle, it's not contamination. Just that is the kat in this case, and there is a psul in the kat. There's something lacking in the kat. There's a psul in the kat. It's not posel, it's a psul. Now, albeit, it's not lack of numbers, but it is something that is missing. Maybe there's a chisarim in the kat. If that's really the idea of edusabat mitzasa bat lakula, then maybe we could explain the Gemaras that seem to use it, even in situations like Imein Gneva, Ein Tzvicha Mechira. Or Imecha Mehem Pasol, and you said Kolchem, and Kolchem meant Edim Ksherim, so you don't have the right number. It's almost like you made that your artificial kat. And it's lacking. This would also affect some of these issues, like who defines a kat, and it would also affect which psulim, or if we're mechalek between the psulim, that generate Eidu Shavat Mutasa Bat Lakula. And last year we discussed Nogeh B'davar at some length, and we learned Sanhedrin even more so. And basically, we noted that that's the Mishnah Melech's discussion. Mishnah Melech is mistapek in Perakei Yochas Eidus, whether or not Nogeh B'davar applies to the din of Eidu Shavat Mutasa Bat Lakula or not. It's Nimsa Echamem Karov Opasim. But what about a Nogeh B'davar? For that matter, what about a Baldavar? Right. Normally, that's the famous view of the Ravid, which we'll get to in just a minute anyway, which is that Eidu Shabbat Mutzasa Bat Lakula applies to Edim Psulim. If you have a Baldavar, so the Ravid's Chiddush, really the Rimigash before the Ravid, in Bava Basra, in the Sugya of B'nai Irsha, Nignu Sefer Torah Shalahem, the Rimigash said it first. And that is that the idea that a baldavar is not an eid pasul. A baldavar is mufka mi'edus. He's a baldavar. And that's the pshat of the Gemara in Makos Davav. The Gemara says, Elameyata, Harog, Yatzil, Nirva, Yatzil. Right? Should never have any eidus because the victim should always be an eid pasul, an eidus shabbat mitzasa batlakula. So the Gemara says, B'mekai me'davar akasuv medaber. There's a difference. That's the way the Ravid and the Rimigash read the Gemara. I mean, there's a difference between somebody who's an apostle and somebody who's a baldavar. A baldavar is not ma'akev in terms of Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa, Batla, Kula. But not everybody holds like the Rimigash and the Ravid. The Bali Tosas interpret that differently. They say, no, that means that Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa, Batla, Kula depends on the Shas Haggadah, not on the Shas Re'iyah. That's the pshat. But Luya Tsuyar, you had a baldavar trying to join in with the kat when the kat is a kat. Baldavar would probably be subject to Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula as well, if they accepted him. My point is as follows. When it comes to Baldavar, when it comes to Nogeh B'davar, if there's an issue, or just Nogeh B'davar, if there's an issue whether Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula applies, there are really two ways to explain the suffix. One way is that the suffix revolves around the nature of the psul. Is Baldavar Karav Li'atzmo? Is Nogeh Karav Li'atzmo? Is it just a Chashash Sheker? what exactly is the problem? Is it a psul like karov or pasul? But another question might be, how do we understand the din of shvat matzah batakula? Does it need a davar posel and a psul? Or the second that somebody's part of a kat and he can't deliver, so the kat is incomplete. And when the kat is incomplete, that's really the idea of Eidei Shabbat and Tosafot Lakula. It's not a davar posel. It's a psul. It's a lack of a necessary requirement given the fact that you've already committed to a certain standard and a certain level. This, I think, is a big issue in general. But in any case, so far, I think Yosef is absolutely correct. And that is that this first Eidei Shabbat and Tosafot Lakula is about, is not the normal one that we encounter, Davra Posel. It's lacking in Ein Gneva, Ein Tzvicha U'Mechir. You've pulled the rug from underneath this Eidus. I'm just pointing out, is that always what Eidus Shabbatla really is about, even though it seems not that way? Or it's just a Melitza B'Alma, and the phrase is used for different things. Okay, let's continue. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's stop here for a minute. So, I actually finished. Just go a little more. Go ahead. So basically, and then the Gemara says there's one more line. Amri itok le dibur. Okay. And then, just read another couple lines. Let's stop here, actually. Okay. Okay, good. So here's where the Gemara introduces, without the words, Eidei Shabbat Matzah Sabbat Lakula, the idea that if there was a psul if there was a hazama in the tzvicha, and the Eidus was tokenei dibur, that would infect the geneva, if they were tokenei dibur. Correct? So that is based on what? That's Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush. What is that based on? So here, it seems like we have a machlokas on Rishonim, as I alluded to earlier. Rashi in the bottom, Itzmulamia Gneva, as I said, says, Mishum Psuleidus. And that's what the Marsha asks, that, isn't this a stira to the previous Brisa? Seems that maybe it is. The Gemara says, Leimek Katanoi. I don't know why there can't be a stira to the original Brisa. As we pointed out, objectively, the idea that the circle pushes everything to the end isn't so obvious. And maybe you should push everything to the beginning, or maybe there can be chronology inside of a circle too. Right? So Misvara, certainly there's, and maybe the Rashbam and the Ravid were dafka avoiding that explanation of the Gemara because they didn't like it. So if you want to say Lema Katanoi, so maybe somebody who holds the opposite. And even though it's not only disagrees with before, it's the opposite of before. As before, we were saying, as we explained, that an earlier psul is delayed till the end. Now we're saying a later psul is retrojected to the beginning. Okay, the koch of Tochet Dibur could go in either direction. That seems to be Rashi's understanding. And that seems to be the assumption of Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in the question. That's what Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asked as well. Okay. If that is the case, so then we have really a clear argument. What's the alternative? The alternative is Rabbeinu Peretz's answer, which seems implicit also to be Tosis's approach. Namely, what's going on here?
I think that there's the idea that before we were discussing
When the issue, this is what Rabbeinu Peretz says, when the issue revolves around the Edom themselves being pasul, so then we delay the psul till later. But if we're talking not about the Edus being psula, and creating a kind of Edus Shabbatla Miktasa Batla Kula, so then not only will we not delay, but we will lemafreya it. Which, by the way, aside from everything else, I was talking before about what it is that triggers the psul gavra, and whether we focus on the gavra and the result or on the maisa that triggers it, the edus sheker as opposed to the shame rasha begavra. I said that instinctively, if it's the shame rasha begavra, maybe it should be delayed because maybe he still has a chance to pull back. Whereas if it's the maisa besheker or the maisa posel, until you undo that, it's there. You might be able to undo it, but you haven't undone it yet. So in a way, this chiluk between Edus Shabbat L'Matasa Bat L'Kula as a psul and the psul gavra of Edim, psulim, is in that, I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but it's in that direction. Okay. Because, again, the circle with the Tokenei Dibur, you could raise the Chakira in both cases. In both cases you could ask, is it the beginning, is it the middle, is it the end? But basically what Rabbeinu Peretz is saying is, there's something compelling about saying that the psul of Edus Shabbat Matzasa Batla Kula, that's even backwards. And the psul gavra, that's only forwards. Okay. In any case, this is Rabbeinu Peretz's chiddush. Of course, what then emerges, though, is an idea of Edus Shabbat Matzasa Batla Kula. Here it's not Imein Gnev Ein Tvicha Mechira. Here it really is a Davar Ha Posel. But here the chiddush is, not only that it's a Davar Ha Posel, but where do you draw the line? After all, why don't you say, Gabi? Why don't you say what? Instead of saying Edus Shabbat Matzasa Bat Lakula, to use famous halachic terminology, Daniel? Why don't you say what? What? Palgidon Dibure, right? Why not say that, where there's psul, there's psul, and where there's no psul, there's no psul? So this is a general issue. Now, it's a general issue because of the Ravid in particular. The Ravid in the Sugyan Sanhedrin, the Sugyan Sanhedrin Daf Tes, where the Gemara discusses a bunch of cases where you have somebody giving Eidos, which is problematic, with respect to one of the Nidonim and not the other. Ploni Rava as Ploni Balishti, right? Or Ploni did something Ravani, right? Or Shori, was near Valyaday Ploni. Okay. So basically, this guy is either a Baldavar in some cases or a Karov with regard to one of the protagonists and not to the other. Question is, what do you do in that case? What's going on? What do you say? So, in some cases, what we say is Palgina Dibure, right? Ploni, Rava, Asishti, we say Palgina Dibure. What about Ploni, Rava, Ashori? So here you have a huge machlokas. Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam, they all say Migu Dechayli Ahai, Chayli Ahai. Which basically means, since the Edus is Chal, with regard to the other fellow, so we'll apply it to Shoro as well, to Mamono as well. Gets in through the back door. It's a Kabbalah's Edus problem, maybe. And Migu Dechayliyahai, Chayliyahai. We spoke about it earlier in the year, this idea. The Ravid, however, says, in Perkei Beis Hilchos Sanhedrin, Edus, it's not so. The rule is, Edus Shabbat L'Miktsasa, but la kula. And the Ravid elsewhere explains that this is the question. Every time you have the tension between Palgin and Dibure and Edus Shabbat L'Miktsasa Bat La Kula, you always say Edus Shabbat L'Miktsasa Bat La Kula, with one exception. And that is where we're dealing not with a aid pasul about which we can say Edus Shabbat L'Miktsasa Bat La Kula, but a baldavar who is mufkam and Edus. When you have a baldavar and he's mufkam and Edus, you say Palgin and Dibure. all there is one Eidus. But if you have an aid, kosher, who's kosher for X and pasul for Y, then you always say Eidus Shabbat, or you'll say Eidus Shabbat Litzas Abat Lakul. The Rambam disagrees. Rashi disagrees. Tosis disagrees. Now the truth is that the Ravid's use of Eidus Shabbat Litzas Abat Lakul, we're going to finish in one more minute. We'll finish with this topic on Thursday. The Ravid's use of Eidus Shabbat Litzas Abat Lakul in this context raises eyebrows. Because again, in the Bavli at least, that is associated not with Chefza Shal Eidus, but with Gavra Eidim Psulim, Nimsa Echameim Karav Apostle in the Kat, Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula. But whoever said that when it comes to, if you have a Chefza Shal Eidus Psula that is mixed in with Chefza Shal Eidus Kshera, that you apply Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lakula? As it happens, the Yerushalmi does seem to have such an idea. Yerushalmi, the debate between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that is quoted by also by the Rif in Makos, right? If you have a person gives a matana l'shnei bnei Adam, and he's karav l'echad v'racho k'lasheni, machogas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether we say pagina and dibure, or we say edus shabbat mitzasa batla kula. So Yerushalmi seems to apply this din, if indeed that's what's going on there. We'll explain a little more next time. Of Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula, not only in Gavra Eidim, but in Chetzah Shal Eidus as well. But in the Bavli, do we have such an idea? So if we have it, the place that we probably have it is right here in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, in this daf. If you interpret, as Rishonim did, that this second case... No, we have two things. Number one, the Gemara uses the expression Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula about Chetzah Shal Eidus. Emein Gneva in Tzvicha Mechira. But that might simply be a Melitza B'Alma, as we explained, because it's not really a posel. It says, Emein Gneva in Tzvicha Mechira. Without one, the other just falls apart. That's not a contamination. It's just the foundation just blew up. Everything came tumbling down. That's not a psal. But, as Rishonim continue to read the Gemara, Tzvicha, the Itzum, is contaminating the Gneva. That's the equivalent of Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula as a posel. This would be the Bavli source for that idea. The question is, maybe that's exactly what Rashi and anybody else who doesn't read the Gemara that way is avoiding. They don't believe that there is such a notion of Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula and Chefta Shel Eidus. The Rambam Shita is complicated. With this we conclude. The Rambam, as we said in Perakin Beis Hilchos Sanhedrin, when it comes to Ploni, Bravas, Shori, says, Migu de Chayli Ahai, Chayli Ahai. He does not, like the Ravid, apply Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa Batla Kula. However, the Rambam does paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, against Reish Lakish, in the case of Kosav, the Chosav, the Shnei B'nei Adam, the Karav Lezev, the Rachel Kozeh, that Yerushalmi, the Rambam paskins, that Eidus Shabbat L'Miktasa, Batla Kula. That's what bothered Reb Chaim, and that's what his little piece is about in Perek Yudalid, Hilchos Eidus Halacha Vav. So we'll speak about that very quickly, and about some of the other examples or cases of this next time, and then we'll continue. I still want to discuss the Rama and the Meiri and the Ravid, how they read this Gemara also. And then we'll continue on with Tokin Adibur, and then we'll finish up again with the end of the Gemara about Hakashat Chil Sazan. Stop. This one? The outer button?
Yeah, that one.
That's the one for on and off?
Yeah, should have stopped there.
Are there two of them?
You have to push it harder. No, step button.